Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Show me the meaning of being lonely.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back, 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 back again.
Ashley's back. Tell your friends. Guess who's back? 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 Guess who's back?
Right, that'll do. Before we
play the whole song.
Yeah. And then, well, we don't have money to get copywritten. But, so, anyway. Everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast. And if you didn't notice, Ashley's back, probably just for 1 week only, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. And so, yeah, it's Christmas. Ashley's jumping the gun already while cracking open the beer.
Yeah.
He's got the BrewDog IPAs and on the Hazy Jane. Now, it's not going to be another one like last week, because I already know what this tastes like.
Well, I was listening to last week's with the Aunt Bessie's. I don't know how I felt about it.
Well, a little cheers, ASMR listeners.
And that is disgusting. Oh.
More for me than it looks like.
Oh.
Well, I can't believe it.
It's and just... also, so I was listening to last week's, and there's a few things, yeah. Cup of teas, no, because you said I don't know, cup of teas, and
yeah, because
they are disgusting.
They're not though. It definitely is a generational thing. Now, obviously, I grew up around the Irish family, and you know, it was sort of like slung down my neck anyway. But you've just never been into it. But you've never been a proper grafter either, though, have you? So.
Always grafting. Nah, it's literally just hot water with a bit of sugar. Can't taste the tea bag. Does nothing.
No, but
it's
it
not
does.
Like peppermint when you can taste it. You no, can't taste it.
It does when you have a decent tea bag, you know. Because I don't have none of these like cheap tea bags. My Twinings alternate between English breakfast and I don't know whatever the other bloody yellow one is as well. But right. Yeah, so a good quality tea bag, little splash of milk, not too much.
You know what the worst thing's about teas, though? No one likes making them.
Oh, I do.
No, but you know, Michael's a brew. That's what I think why I hate them so much as well.
Yeah, because you don't enjoy drinking
and it. And then, like, when you do the room of brew, you know, the cows on stroke. Do you remember them ones?
Well, yeah, but fucking too many people log loads of milk in the tea, and that's what spoils it. Now, you just need a little dash just to take the colour out of it.
No, you need the milk to add the flavour.
No, because fucking the milk ruins it. This is why you don't like it, because you've had milky tea. Fucking
I've had warm
tea.
Milk.
I remember, being on jobs years ago when I was doing the electrics all the time, in the Indian houses, they do their tea weird. So I say weird, but weird for me. So essentially, they put like 4 pints of milk in a saucepan and loads of sugar and then like a load of tea bags. So there's no water involved and it just stews the tea bags into the milk. And it's so sweet. Like, it, for me, it was sickly because, you know, I haven't had sugar in my tea since I was 16. So it wasn't for me. But
how come you don't have sugar, mate? Too sweet.
Sweet enough, kid, ain't it? You know the score.
That's it.
Now, the reason being was just because on site at 16, if I wanted sugar in my tea, I had to take my own.
On site at 16?
Yeah, grafted, ain't it, kid? But look, the chap that I worked with, he didn't have sugar in his tea.
Mm.
So he wouldn't bring sugar for me. And so because I'd always forget to bring my own, I just got used to it without it. And then I remember like the first time I had sugar in the tea after I'd got used to it and I just spat it straight out. I could have threw up straight away. It was absolutely disgusting. God.
Well, tea talk.
I know. But I'll have sugar in coffee. Brown sugar though.
Brown sugar.
If I'm doing an instant coffee at home or like on the job, whatever. So it's just like your standard Nescafe in a jar. Brown sugar makes a difference.
Yeah.
It's surprising, to be fair, because you think sugar's sugar.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it does. It's almost more of a caramelized taste with the brown sugar in. Well, a bit of the mirror.
But that was the first thing. The second thing is, you know, Mark Goldberg just needs to get this. You need to just go on his show and get it over with. Because it just needs to happen now.
Yeah, I can sit down and have a good few beers with Mark. And
I don't think he has beers.
He does.
I think he has like pina coladas or something like that.
No, he does like a glass of wine and all that as well. On his Friday night shows, more so recently, he'll go to the pub and then have a couple of pints and then he says that he's just sprinted back home up the hill and whatever. And yeah, you can tell when he's had a drink because he's a bit more loose-lipped, shall we say. So, yeah, but shout out to Mark anyway. I know you're listening. Hope you have a good Christmas as well. And speaking of, it's Christmas.
That's it.
I know we've already said it, but yeah, it's Christmas. I'm the only one not that you can see on the YouTubes at the moment because the laptop screen is in the way, but I've got a bit of my festivity jumper on. You haven't got yours on yet.
And that's a T-shirt.
Yeah, it should have been a jumper. As it was ordered, it should have been a jumper.
And you have got a jumper, to be fair.
Yeah, I've got a jumper to put on as well.
Yeah.
It's just, I'll be too hot in it. At least when. So we're going out for bevies, bevlars, booners with the lads in a bit.
Drinks.
Yeah.
Because there's some Americans like, what?
Getting on the sauce. We won't be going to the club. We're too old for that now. Which, for any of the diehard listeners, will know that we're too old for the club. Mm.
If you have to pay to get into somewhere of the age of 30.
Mm-mm. Well, you think a lot of places are going to be doing that over the next 2 weeks anyway?
Well, any non. Well.
Most places will definitely do it on New Year's Eve. Like the pubs
pubs will do it,
But some of them do it on Christmas Eve as well, don't they?
I know we're trying to talk about Christmas and we're going to New Year's. Mm. Don't you think like New Year's Eve is like of a high night?
Yeah, it's a young person's game. But again, we only done it a handful of times, really.
Yeah, I didn't like
of
it.
Properly going out.
Yeah.
I think once was in town in the club, then the other couple of times was just in the pubs, too busy, you know. That's why I'm glad. Like, we're recording early at the moment, and then when we go out in a little bit, it's going to be early beers with the lads.
And what pace are you going? Because there's been
how many?
I mean, I was going to say because some lads have talked good talk pre-game. Let's see.
Look, everyone's got to keep up with the same. Perform. Everyone's got to keep up with the same pace.
No, it should be.
No, because what's the score? See, just for a bit of context for everyone listening. Now, bear in mind, like, me and Ash do have a little bit of a conversation when we're not on the pod, but not enough. So a lot of this is a general conversation, learning things about each other. So the WhatsApp group with all the gay lords, I'm not in it. I'm in it, but I'd never
participate.
Because it's just, there's that much stuff going on. If I was to jump in, I'd miss stuff and I'm not active enough. I don't have enough time to sit there, ha ha ha, great chat, lads. And then fucking, you know, put my 2 pence in. So what are they coming out with then?
It's literally, there's nothing in terms of, I'm going to do this. Well, there is, but it's not like I'm going to drink fucking 20 beers. We've got one lad that's saying he's only going to drink top shelf.
Rob, so we're not going to use real names. Pro Evo.
Neil Daniels.
Yeah, Neil Daniels. Neil Daniels is going to be top shelf.
Top shelf.
Yeah. What's Paul and Applehead saying?
He's saying every time. Because also, Daniels Neils.
Neil
Daniels, whatever way you want to say it, it doesn't matter because he doesn't go by.
Only he's gonna know.
Yeah,
but everyone else is gonna be like, "What's JD laughing hard at?"
So he said he's buying pineapples drinks for him, and then pineapple says basically. He'll buy his drinks for him and shots every time Daniels speaks to him. Everyone's talking like the Big Bogs game, you know, pre-match. But on the field, let's see who performs. I mean, I've done the right thing, not said anything. That's it.
Well, it's got to be funny because we know what it's like when pineapple heads around. Fucking, the back and forth. Between myself and him, it's been a little while since I've seen him. So it's going to be quite a funny one, because we know that he's just been sleeping in his van while everyone else is doing the work. And then what about Sutherland? What's his story?
He's already there waiting. Apparently, he's already started.
He would have been in the spoons at fucking like 8:30 this morning. Breakfast, beer. Lads, where are you?
He said he's getting a taxi there. Already to the place we're supposed to be starting between 3 and 4.
And so we have got a destination of where we're meeting up then.
Yeah, it's where we used to go when we was kids, because the Foley, our mum was there. Well, I say kids, but when we was like young.
We were 16, 17. Yeah.
And then obviously there was a Foley, got 3 votes each, but Keith was already going to that place, so that might as well just be the
See what's going to happen then. We'll go there and then venture off to the clumsy swan or the spoons or something then.
Something like that, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Or maybe towards Coles or.
I'd be happy with Coles a lot. But, you know, it's been years since I've been around there, so I don't know what the score is there these days. We're all just going to keep to our own? Well, we're not going to be in rounds or anything.
As far what some of the lads are like, they're all talk.
Because if it goes to rounds, everyone's got to keep up with the fastest drinker there.
That's it.
And people ain't keeping up with me. Even Sutherland struggles to keep up with me.
Yeah, but then it's like when you're out after 5 drinks,
then I'm still drinking.
Then it's second picks up the pace, isn't it? You know,
look, it's been years since I've had to fall asleep when I've been hitting it hard. These days, plus, I told you this morning, I've woke up thirsty today. I feel dehydrated. It's like I've gone to sleep and my body's gone, you're going to have a big day drinking tomorrow. Well, just been ready for it, been waiting for weeks, man.
My gut feeling is Daniel's son is, because he's on the top shelf, won't be making it any long. And he said, I'm doing triples, I'm doing this.
Nah, so...
So he'd be going home for 6 if that was the case.
Yeah, I'd say I'll be surprised if he goes past 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
If he's having the doubles.
He'd be on the beer. He'd be drinking a beer. And I said to him, don't be drinking no beer because you've talked a good game now.
And then is there still the ruling that... So, because there should have been a theme of Power Rangers jumpers.
No, because that... It got too hard to get them, so I think it's just like an ugly jumper with some kind of theme to it.
And did Pineapple admit that he didn't actually try and order a Power Rangers one?
Well,
because I saw the pictures, on my phone.
No, he's got one. He's got a yellow Ranger one.
Yeah, so that first jumper that he was wearing, though, that was not an attempt at a Power Ranger.
That was from Next or something.
Yeah, he's trying to check you. Well, not he's not gone to George Asda. He's gone to a North shop and got that.
Marks and Spencer.
Probably, yeah. H&M or something. Mm. But, fucking, And then I'm trying to think of Nozzle, any no one else knows him.
Yeah.
Of that, other than that. So
no, I'm not. He's after this. I'm gonna call him when we're done.
Mm-hmm.
See what the sketches. We'll see what he's saying, but he should be all ready for then. I don't know about jumper wise what he's got. So it's a bit quiet.
Has he come out with any? Like, I'm gonna be like this.
Nah. The only thing that you know. We did put in place, if you don't wear a jumper, you have to board the lads around.
Right, so that's the rule.
That was the only rule, so we'll see if he's in a jumper or not.
Yeah. And then, is there anyone else coming? Because Paul Scholes...
No, he's not.
He'll be DJing tonight, most likely, anyway.
Nico.
What about Turkey Hair?
Yeah, no, he's coming after work. He don't finish work till 3.
He'll be gutted when he's thinking he's, there for a while.
Hoping he's gonna send him back home a little bit earlier than usual, so he can just come.
Mm. And then, is there any surprise guests for the audio listeners? Ashley's counting.
I'm counting just because you know when you get over a certain age and you get. Over 5 lads out. That's good numbers. That's all you need anyway. So, I don't know, mate.
it'd be an interesting night. And I'm sure that we'll have at least one story to say next week of what's happened. I don't know if it's going to be like wild stag do stories, but...
I think it's going to be Jody had 5 Guinnesses, then went to sleep, kid.
Nah, mate. You don't know what I'm
talks like it's good.
He talks Guinness, about his graft, dude. I can drink Guinness all day, long, kid.
see, he's mate, committed. You've talked a good talk already now.
Yeah, so watch next episode. You're going to be there eating a slice of humble pie. Oh, fair enough, JD was on the Guinness all night, mate.
We'll see.
Yeah, you will, sir.
Yeah.
And then what's your drink of choice for tonight?
Because
if it's Desperados, you won't be having many bottles of it.
No, I'm going to... Beer Moretta.
Full points.
Yeah.
So he's on the premium lager.
4 points with a dash of lemonade.
So it's not full point, then, is it?
It's
a full point
with a dash.
It's not full point.
It's
just
a dash, mate.
It's 90%
point. 98% point. It just takes...
No, you're trying to say that you're having as little lemonade as I have milk in my tea, and that's not the score.
Yeah, it's the same. So, it's the same. You put milk in your tea. A little dashed.
Yeah, but again, I don't mind drinking the tea without milk if I have to.
Nah, to be honest, I like beer Moretti without lemonade or lime anyway.
Yeah, beer Moretti is all right, to be fair.
Is that Madry bollocks? That gives me a headache. But everyone likes that. You ever had a Madry?
Yeah, I have.
Disgusting.
I mean, I'll drink it, but you know, it's not my go-to, really. I don't drink a lot of lagers these days. I mean, I do like my IPAs and stuff, but... I wouldn't want to be drinking them because some of them are strong on the tap. But Guinness, I know where I'm at with that. You know, a good few points and happy days.
I love that we announced this. We talk about Christmas and then we talked about everything.
I know, yeah. Yeah, literally everything else. I mean, I suppose if we had more time to prep, we could have put a little bit of Christmas decorations on. But
we haven't
had enough time.
Yeah, but... Now that we've unwrapped
Christmas puns,
tonight's procedure. Yeah, Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas.
Wait there. Sorry. Just segue before. Well, it's not a segue. One thing that, you know, we do some, like on this podcast, we talk about things we don't like and we rant about it. I've seen something and I didn't like it. A man driving a Fiat 500. Now, not the Braff. But like a white, so it's white with the white interior.
Yeah.
Big man, Fiat 500.
I know exactly where you're coming from because I do a lot of driving up and down the motorway all the time. And this happens quite a lot. I'm not as bad as what it used to be because I anticipate to be a man driving them these days. But early doors, when the Fiat 500s first come back on the scene, it was marketed as a woman's car. So it was the opposite of the original Yorkie bar. it was just for women. And so you'd be driving along, oh, look, Fiat 500. You'd go a little bit faster and then look to try and see a pretty lady driving. No, it wasn't always a pretty lady because they're not all pretty ladies. But then the absolute disappointment and shame that you'd feel when you'd notice it's a man. Oh, for God's sake.
And you've went out your wife for him, mate. You've
sped
up.
Yeah, yeah. Not about that, love. Yeah. It's you gotta stick to your own lane.
It's like with the breath, I can get it, but it just, I didn't like it, mate. It was just, it's like when you have a Beetle and you see a man driving a Volkswagen Beetle.
You know what, the newer ones? The older ones.
So like the ones like 07 OA, not the classic ones.
Yeah, so the classic ones, they're sound for men, because if you whack in the bloody Porsche engine and that, and like, you know, you're kissing it up, then yeah, that's sweet.
I'm talking about the newer ones. The 07, 08, 09 plate ones.
Yeah, when it was the new Herbie.
It just looked like a bubble. Yeah.
Yeah, was it Lindsay Lohan in the Herbie film, the newer one? I don't know.
No idea.
Herbie. God. Gay
Grey film. Grey film Herbie. The old one was
The newer one was just horrendous. Yeah. I'm saying newer one. It was like 20 years ago or something. Yeah. Well, yeah. The old ones, yeah, it was all right. I mean, it was no Brom, the little yellow car. But yeah, it was all right. But yeah, so Christmas. Are you all ready for Christmas? I mean, we literally haven't had this conversation.
Yeah, no, I'm already. I told everyone we're not doing it. Obviously, we're having a baby. There's just too much to boil for everyone, wrap it, wrap all the, you know, and just, but nah. So it's been pretty chilled. Well, hasn't been chilled, but as far as Christmas completes it, mate.
Fair dues, mate.
Didn't have to do it this year. Didn't play.
That's sound. And just use that excuse for the next few years. That sounds good to me. That does. You know, I'm going to have one of these babies in off, you know. Mate, I've done it for years. I don't get presents. I'll just get the vouchers for people because it's just easier. No, don't get me wrong. I've got you a present. Oh, do I show it you on the pod? Oh, I don't know whether to show you. Right, let me carry on first. We'll decide. I'll decide in a minute.
Yeah.
But yeah, so generally it's just like Amazon vouchers or Next vouchers or whatever for people. It's just easy. There's no worse thing than you spend effort thinking about what to get someone, and then, well, I don't know, you give them slippers, they're like, oh, I don't like a lot of these slippers.
Yeah.
You know, so at least with a simple voucher, just like, there you go, get what you want now. That's right. £20 in boots or whatever, get yourself some fucking makeup, whatever you're into. So, yeah, that's all done. Missy's got loads of stuff for her.
Has she got stuff for you, though? Because you remember that... The OGs will remember the birthday fiasco.
Oh, God. She better have.
Because we don't want to be here.
I know she's got a few things. When she was asking about it, I just sensed her. Said it was a toolbox thing that I wanted. So it's an attachment for my tool chest that I've already got. So I sent her a link for that. And then I sent her the link for my Amazon wish list. But as I've done that, somehow, because I've got lots of separate ones, I've got my tall one, a general wish list, and then I don't know what the other one is, but I thought I'd sent her the link for the general wish list, but it mixed them up. So there was tools and then games and whatever on this link that's been sent to her.
Right.
So just the other week she was talking, she's like, I've got such and such. Like, she didn't tell me what it was at first, and she's like, I don't know what she was trying to say. And I was like, have you got me a charger? She goes, no, it's batteries. I was like, hang on, what do you mean? You got me batteries? So she's got me batteries for my drills and that.
Yeah.
Which, that's on my tool list. And then she's got me a blade for my plunge saw as well. I'm like...
Wait, they sound like the worst presents.
No, to be fair, the batteries, I always need more batteries because I buy more tools, there's more things to use and that. So that's not going to go miss.
I know, but they're needed, but...
Yeah, the blade for cutting stuff, that don't last long. So I was like, look, I'll have these now, I'll give you the money for them. So just get me other stuff. Like, anything tool related, don't get me.
Yeah.
Apart from this attachment, because... Not the one that I got at the moment. The original tall chest that I had, that was a Christmas or birthday present a couple of years ago. The wheels broke on it. It wasn't sturdy enough. So, yeah, stuff like that, I don't mind. Like, again, a sander, I'd put that on there. I was like, yeah, if you get this, happy days. If not, I'm going to get myself one soon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's grabbed some stuff, definitely. I don't know what. I know of items it can be going off of that list. Yeah. And hopefully she's gone off that list and used the brain a little bit and thought, oh, we might like this as well. Because, well, she don't listen anyway, so I'll just say some of the things I've got. she don't, does she? Fucking ignorant. So last week, because we come down, we will get on to baby talk shortly anyway. They're all sitting there. We want to know about the baby. Yeah. Oh, fuck that.
Why is he mentioning the baby?
Yeah. So when we was here last week, because said about the plans of moving the office upstairs and blah blah, and she's sitting there, she says that she wants to get a new office chair. That's one thing that I've already bought her in the box, ready to put together. Booking. So hopefully, because tomorrow we've got some shopping and that to do, hopefully she doesn't decide to try and buy one, because I'm gonna have to nip that in the bud.
Yeah.
Got the generic bloody dress and gown, pajamas, whatever. But again, with last week, how I said about her trying to fucking grow stuff, not weed or anything, you know, I wouldn't mind that, make a bit of extra pocket change. But no, she tries to grow herbs on the smallest windowsill in the world, and it just doesn't work. So I've got her a miniature greenhouse, so she can fucking stick that anywhere. Yeah. And like, it's just a piss take present, basically. I've got her a Venus flytrap. So again, it'll grow into one. It's just the seeds, so she'll have to get a little pot or whatever. And then just a couple of other stupid little things. One of them's it's almost like a chopping board, but it's a wooden one. It's got two curves in it, so you put your eggs, like when you boil eggs.
Oh, right.
So it's in the shape of like a slice of toast. And it's got whatever engravement, Alicia's dippy board or whatever I put for it now, so decent enough presents. It's not all shit or piss taking ones. It's because we're adults, aren't we? It's like
you kind of got it.
Well, for men, I don't know if we've said it before, but it's easy to buy stuff for fucking men.
Yeah,
because it's like, right, he liked that as a child. Yeah. Get that for him.
Anything with a little bit of nostalgia. That's it.
Mate, I almost bought myself a Sky Electrics fucking the other day.
Yeah,
fucking. It just popped up, like, I don't know, on Facebook or something. I looked at it, I was like, that looks amazing. And I'm sitting there, and it was in the basket. Like, whatever website, it was in the basket, and I was like, I haven't got the room for it, though. Because if I was to set it up, it would take up most of the living room. Because it was a massive one. It was, like, £200 or something. But it was still, like, the old, like, cheap plastic.
Yeah, with
the
little
metal bins that pushed in and all that. I was like, oh no, I ain't got the room.
I didn't even know a Sky Electric was still a thing. That's got to be dying out. I mean,
well, a crossover it would have been good. Hot Wheels, the Sky Electrics. Like, if that actually merged together.
But people make the tracks for Hot Wheels, don't they? Then let them go at the same time and then.
Yeah, but that's like, you know, it's relying on gravity all the time, ain't it? Yeah. But if they did the little Sky Electric cars as the Hot Wheel ones, that would have banged, to be fair. Yeah. No, they just never did that.
Yeah. Talking of presents, what are your top three presents you've ever received?
So,
or given?
Well, if we're going along that line, fuck you. Couple of blowjobs. But, it was always as a kid. I remember opening up the Sega Mega Drive 2. That was top tier back in the day. You know, we was like 5-6 years old, something like that. Used to play it as much as I could. And then the Power Rangers, Megazords. I remember having
epic.
Yeah, the original one and the Dragon Zord, opening them up on Christmas.
Did you have the remote control one? Do you have that one as well?
Yeah, but it weren't like a proper remote control. It was still on a lead.
Yeah. The old, yeah. So if you had to follow it.
Yeah, you had to walk along with it.
Yeah.
And then, because I had the Ninja Zord one as well, of the following year, whatever it was, and the sound remotes had like a microphone in it, so you could speak into it, and it would change the voice slightly, but you could just hear your own voice because you were speaking louder than
me. Don't make a mod anymore, I know that.
Nah, definitely not.
Wonder what kids now. That, sorry, go on now.
I'm trying to think of a third one. I suppose it would just only ever be like fucking. It was for Christmas, I think. So my dad got me a limited edition. I think there was only like 200 or 250 made in a special presentation box. Man United's 2008 Champions League winning special edition top. Come with the official match day program and that as well. So just. That's in there purely because of how shit United are these days. So you say what you was going to say about kids and then give me your three best presents.
No, out. I was just going to say literally, what do kids have? Because there's none of that stuff. I don't feel like, us growing up, there's those things that take you back to your childhood. Is that a thing now for kids? Because it's all gadgets.
I don't think it is, because you think, they're all into fucking, what's the one with the shitty dance? Fortnite. Roblox and whatever. So it's like, that's just a digital thing that, they'll always be able to carry around with them on the switches or phones, whatever they're playing on and that. But
you just want to have that nostalgia feel to it.
Yeah, it's not something like, that when you move in house, for example, you find underneath the bed and you start spinning your Beyblades on a plate for 2 hours, breaking shit. You're not going to have that with Fortnite and games and that, really, are you? Because at least with the old consoles, like the Sega Mega Drive, there was the physical cartridges, or you're getting... I know you can still buy the games as discs or the mini cartridges.
Yeah, but it's not the same as going into like game. Yeah, what was the other one that was game? And there was it called GameStop?
There is a GameStop. Then it was GameStation.
So there was GameStation in game, or was GameStation become game? There was two, wasn't there?
I think the GameStations changed to CX.
I think. Yeah, there was nothing better than like one in the game and then... having to go into town to go.
Well, I know we've spoke about it before. But that was just
and then reading instructions on the bus.
Yeah, we'd save all our pocket money up, and I think it was Pokemon Diamond and Pearl that came out. We got the bus, went into town, and I remember us going up the ramp.
That was Ruby Sapphire.
We was kids. But I remember waiting outside, expecting there was going to be a queue or something. So we got there an hour before it opened on a Saturday or a Sunday. Yeah. We was the only two people there. There was people walking past us looking as if to say what they're doing. Then the shop opens, in, grab the game.
Back out.
Yeah. I think we might have grabbed a quick McDonald's as well. But just on the bus, opening the box and that log. I think we might have even took our Game Boys with us with that one and played it on the bus on the way back. We definitely done it at least once anyway. Because I remember sitting on the bus
on the way back playing a game. Because I don't think I ever did. I don't know. But
I definitely remember sitting on the bus playing a game on the way back after we just got one, because we was all too excited to fucking just wait and that. So what are your top three favourite gifts?
Right. I'm going to go for... I'm going to go number three. I'm going to go remote control car had. The petrol one, so we didn't have the lead on it, so you didn't have to follow it. Yeah. But I remember my dad had to make the shell of the car himself. Sorry, not make the shell. So the shell came, but he'd have to spray it, put all the stickers on, cut all the everything that needs to be cut out of it.
Mm.
It's okay. I got it for Christmas. I think I started planning in fucking March. That was good. Yeah, that was good. No, I'm going to go on it. I'm going to go Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Oh,
because I remember that coming out in October time, but I had it for Christmas.
Mm.
I remember like kids at school had it at that time. And I was like, fucking want it. And then with the soundtrack, Emotion FM as well.
Big tunes. Yeah.
But as I said before, number one, Pokemon Red in that fucking old box with the nostalgia of the old school. Yeah. There was nothing better than when I opened that Pokemon Red. That would always stick with me. Because I remember I stopped opening all my other presents to put in the Game Boy and start playing it. And I think it's the only time I've ever done that.
I used to love playing them games, man. Fucking, like, every now and again, I haven't done it for a while now, but I'd get the emulator on my phone or something and then just start bashing it on there. Yeah.
But Roy Kyler was in hospital as he was waiting for the baby. I started playing Pokemon Platinum because I've never played that one. Yeah, so I started playing that again.
Yeah.
Just, I'm a lark though with it because, you know, when you could just play through it, but like now you're trying to get the best version, so they've won the best ability, the best nature, and you're like, I'm not playing competitive, so just pick one up, it doesn't matter, I'm going to stroll through all this, it doesn't matter.
That's why I'm glad that I don't do the online stuff, because otherwise I'd have to get everything fucking, whereas, look, because again, it's got too easy now as well, because all of them level up at the same time, the grind that we used to have to go through, that's why it didn't matter what ones you had. You just had your favourite Pokemon and you'd bang them up the levels and that's it. That's your team.
That's it.
But there's too many, there's all the secrets and extra DLC and that now. I just can't keep up with it. You know, I know the Indigo and, I don't know, there's two DLCs for Scarlet and Violet log.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
But it's like another £40 or something. I don't even think it's a whole new game. I don't understand if it was a full separate game, but it's not the full length.
It's just an extra map.
I think so. I've not looked into it much.
They just don't. I like the games, but they just don't hit the same.
Yeah, they don't.
I think it's because that grind. It's not a grind. I like that aspect of. Yeah,
just putting the effort in. You feel achievements, actual achievement, not just a little trophy
when you
on your game.
And you look at it and you're like, I can't oversave this, and you have to buy another game.
Yeah.
You can't oversave it because you got legendaries on there that you grinded for. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's fucking.
The geez, because obviously I brought this one second hand, brought it back in 2019 and only started, because I remember seeing it and thought, I'm going to have that. I knew I'd play it. And the geezer squad that had it beforehand, he didn't know Pokemon. Honestly, I looked at him like, this geezer didn't know.
I've done that myself, when buying a secondhand Pokemon game. And
always look to see what they've got.
Yeah, you got to check it out. And it's you can tell that it's a kid's had the game. The parents bought it for the kid. They played it for 6 minutes. And then just I can't be arsed with this. I don't like it. Look at you. Yeah, you get it, dead. And I'd love that feeling, that was a shit team. Yeah, deleting this save file and then fucking starting a new one.
That's it.
Fuck you.
a Bowsprout in your six.
But it was just a proper sense of achievement playing the old school versions.
Especially Gold and Silver, where you'd have to do, obviously, the Johto, then go, Johto, then go to Kanto. That one, 16 gyms.
Yeah.
Real talking.
But how hard was Professor Oak after that, Deb? Because once you got all 16 badges, I think Mount Moon you went off to, and he was just fuck you.
Now you'd fight Red. Was he Red again?
Yeah,
you'd fight Red again, but then...
But then you go back to...
And there's a way you fight...
Sorry,
you go to Mount Silver, was it?
Yeah,
Mount
Silver. Once you got all 16 badges, you go to Professor Oak and he says there's someone at Mount Silver.
Yeah, that's it.
And then that's it. It was Red that was there. And he's all, he's just got all of them in it.
Yeah, level 86.
Charizard, Venusaur,
Snorlax.
He just killed it.
Yeah. It's also when you play Diamond and then you end up beating, I can't remember the fucking name of it now. The one with the blonde hair, the final one of them. Cynthia. But it's also when you play ruby and sapphire, and how you catch Rayquaza, because that's hard because you and because it's two legendaries pretty much back to back. Not back to back, but you know.
Yeah.
My groin.
Could just talk about Pokemon powers. But we're not gonna.
No.
I am actually gonna ask the question then, because they have been sitting there for 40 minutes waiting for it. So what's it like being a dad then?
No, it
Daddy
it,
Ash.
Yeah.
Hey, Papi.
It feels good. No, I just want to say thank you for everyone that messaged in.
I'll read them out next week.
Because I know
there was a few messages like Kirsty and that, just saying congratulations and that.
Yeah. So thank you for that. But now she's a baby girl and she's doing really well. She's a. The only problem we've got with her, she's too cute. That's the only thing, mate. She's too cute. She knows.
Which is good, because in general, babes are ugly, man. the first couple of days when it's just all skin and shit, it's like.
Yeah, they all look the same way for.
I've always sort of thought the same, really. But yeah, I suppose it's always different when it's your own, because it is the instant love.
Well, yeah, we'd have everyone come over and be like, oh, isn't she a pretty baby? And like, you're thinking,
because you kind of have to say it, don't you?
Goes, oh, no, she's pretty, but you know, every baby's cute in their own way. She went, but this one's beautiful.
Yeah. Now
she's a.
Wait, the one that fucking walked the dog shit in the house. You on about that one?
No. That's when we was in the hospital. And then that's all the. The nurses come over and said that we won't get on to the midwife walking dog shit. Honestly, like, wait.
Go on, have a rant. Go on.
You know, you just have
to be waiting for it.
You know, you bring a baby back, you tidy up, you know, you get ahead of yourselves. You know, the midwife's coming, trying to make you look decent. And just, like, not to even ask, do I take my trainers off, my shoes off? You know, it's like, she walks dog shit in. Oh my God.
Especially because the whole purpose of when you got the house, you had the carpet fitted and that, I'd put the LVT, like a special, just, you know, essentially glorified laminate flooring down at the front door. It's an area for people to take the footwear off. And the lack of thought just to say, oh, that's nice clean carpet. Do you want me to take my shoes off? But no, has the cheek to then traipse in dirty dog shit.
It did wind me up because I remember because then we had my partner's family come round after and I was like cleaning it up. But no, besides the dog shit getting walked in, everything's fine, mate, and everything's going good.
Yeah, and then the sleeping, how's the sleeping been?
Yeah, I mean, we've been quite lucky. I mean, people were listening and probably be jealous, but she does do every 2 to 3 hours bottle in the night, so it ain't too bad.
So a nice little easy enough routine as of the moment.
Yeah, I mean, easy enough for me, obviously, because I've gone back to work. So my partner, she does all the night feeds, bless her.
Yeah, and then what was the first nappy like?
Oh, mate, you know what? Yeah? The first nappy. Yeah. Weren't that bad, like first wee, first poop. It's when they do the explosion, the poop slope, poop. Oh my God. when it happens, I don't even know where to start. That's the thing. Like, where do you start? Because you're going to get your changing station dirty. There's just, yeah. And I mean, and it goes everywhere in all the crevices, and you know, it's.
Because they do have a lot of loose skin, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah. And literally. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't like it.
So, because there was one just before I turned up last week as well, weren't there?
Oh, there was, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was all up the back, all everywhere.
No, that one weren't as bad. It was the one before that where it was really bad.
Right.
But, yeah, she's had a few this week. Well, a few this week, actually, where you've opened up the nappy and it's just like, what the fuck? Yeah, but now apart from that, but you know, better to be out than in, you know.
Yeah.
No, she's quite good. She doesn't really moan that often, only when she wants a bottle. And yeah, we've been quite lucky.
Yeah, and hopefully now, because like, even though I did briefly see her before, last week was the first time properly getting to see her, and she got to have a little cuddle with Uncle JD, the godfather. But like, so hopefully now it calms down a bit. Everyone else, all the family and that, have all had their bit of a fair share, so you should be able to just chill a bit more.
Yeah,
and try and get more comfortable at home.
It's the only thing I would say about it. What's been hard is obviously only had the 2 weeks maternity. So anyone that's gone through this will know that you spend a week in the hospital, and obviously I've only got 2 weeks off. So then I've had to have a week at home. So it's like, it's a strange week with you coming back and forth to the hospital. Then you bring the baby home, but then you're there 24/7. Then you go back to work. So in 3 weeks, you've had three different variations. Yeah. And then so like now, breaking up for Christmas, it's going to be different again to go back to it, obviously in the new year. So yeah, it's finding that routine, like the new normal.
Yeah.
It won't be the new normal until next year.
Yeah, because that I suppose that's always the hardest part. Not just with kids, yourself when getting a dog, because you've got to get that routine sorted, going for the walks, for when they have a wee and poo. We love a good poo talk on this Real Talk podcast. So getting that routine is always key. And so obviously when everyone's trying to come round and at first, you can't get settled and get that routine, can you? So hopefully now that it is Christmas, you can start doing that. And one final bit about Christmas. What's your go-to Christmas movie?
Home Alone. Easy. No.
It's never been a major one that I've enjoyed, Home Alone.
Nah.
But then number one or number two?
Number one.
See, because that's a little controversy on its own as well. People that prefer number two to number one.
It definitely wasn't going to be number three, mate.
It's a different kid, though, isn't it?
Yeah, just fucking shit. I think there's about six now, isn't there?
Probably.
There
was definitely five.
There was one of them. It was like summertime.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that bad Christmas movie. You know when it gets filmed in the summer?
Mm.
Or like in a hot place like LA, it's just like, it doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't hit.
No, it needs,
No, because again, a lot of people like Alf and that as well. Now, I'm not going to be one of those typical ones that says, oh, Die Hard, it's filmed at Christmas.
Yeah.
I haven't really got a favourite Christmas film, though.
No.
I was trying to think about it the other day, because I knew I was going to ask you, Adam.
Yeah.
I know that you, it's not prefer, but you definitely soak up Christmas more than I do. And obviously you will do more now as well, with having the Bambino. And apologies for the YouTube watchers, but the camera's just died for some reason. Don't know why. But audio, it's still here.
It won't plugged on. What a switch.
So you plugged in but not switched on.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'll just do some graphics or whatever.
Yeah.
They'll say on the editing.
They'll say the hard work.
I think it's never out because growing up, mum's always like from September have the Christmas channel on and just watching the crappy Hallmark, in it. And
from
that
October, that's like the successful businesswoman goes back to the hometown.
Yeah, it's like everyone's all the same. Yeah, and that,
the rundown dad of one that's, stayed in the
old high school fling and whatever.
And he always bump into them accidentally as well.
So I think because of stuff like that, it sort of tainted me a little bit. Don't really get the feels for it. But it's just the main thing I look forward to is the food and the drink, obviously. To which I think we shall end it there now, because the magic word was just said, drink.
Right.
And we're out for one shortly.
Yeah. Wait, no questions, no emails or anything to that?
There is, but we'll save them.
Right.
Because we're going to, as long as we all have time, we're going to do another record during the week, ready for New Year's. Right.
Got you.
So I thought we'll save them for them. And then, but as always, we do appreciate the people that have emailed. Anyone that does want to send an email, ask a question, ask for advice, because, you know, we do give out the best advice.
We do, don't we?
We do. It's always the realest. so emails are at realtalkingpod@gmail.com, at Ash and JD on the Twitters, X. Again, on the YouTube, just go on the comments, drop anything. Obviously, don't forget, subscribe, download, share it, all that jazz. You all know what to do. We don't need to remind you all the time, but it doesn't do any harm, does it? Nah. You know? Plus, it doesn't do them any harm. Just click a log, just share it, you know. Just show your nan, show your dad, fucking show anyone. Yeah. You all love it. Oh, shout out Kay's nan as well, by the way. We know you're listening.
She does, she loves it, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see you next week then.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.